Hello, this is Victor Nyawichi, listening to Clubhouse and Podcast.
Not that cricket. Clubhouse in podcast. The name is Larry Quiriray, and yes, it's the podcast that gets you as close to the game as possible in Zimbabwe. Today I have an exciting interview with Mr. Shaj Al-Mulk, who is the Zimafro T10 chairman. But before I get to that, I just want to tell you that this, give a shout out to our partner for this particular episode. That is the Windy app. So the Zimafro T10, powered by WinBuzz and brought to you by Zim Cyber City, is taking place, and those matches are going to be in the evening. Now, do you really, really, really want to be going home, going to the cricket, I beg your pardon, and then driving home late in the night? No. What you want to do is to get the reliable app that is Windy, download it via the Google app, Apple Play, iOS store. What do they call those things? You know the store that for your Apple device. And then, just get yourself a ride so that you get home safe. Yeah, so just go and download that. There will be discount codes throughout the tournament. So if you're lucky, you might get a bit off as far as your jet is concerned. So I'm going to have a chat right now with the Zimafro T10 chairman, Mr. Shaj Al-Mulk. And he talks about player development after the talent development program that took place in Zimbabwe.
Hi, it's Alex Lees here, Durham cricketer, and you're listening to Clubhouse End Podcast.
Mr. Mulk, thank you very much for taking your time with us. First of all, when you came to Zimbabwe, first of all, you said this was not just a T10 tournament, it was about improving the quality of talent in Zimbabwe.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's what we believe in. The T10 as a brand and a format has the capability to actually impart the strength in the youngsters, basically. And another thing, a new talent and getting them on international stage, giving a platform to play against the best in the world and turning them into a real international career is what T10 is all about. Of course, we do get the best talent in the world, but then this is the pathway. And that's where we find ourselves in a long-term sustainability. So I promise you, we're starting now this year, and each year will get bigger and bigger.
And speaking from that, there's been a lot of, I think a lot of people have been impressed already, because if you look at the rest of the world, and this is one of the things that I think members of the ICC were talking about, that franchise tournaments don't spend a lot of time investing in the home boards. They just want to use their talent. How does that speak to your getting involved in answering that?
Yeah, basically, I think ICC might be right in some of their observations, basically. And that's where we want to show that we are different. Right? When we come in, we could have easily come in and done the 10 days tournament and gone away, as a commercial thing, but that's not what it is. We're doing the inter-schools here, we're doing the talent hunt here, getting them together, and then really investing into the domestic cricket and the grassroots level. And that's where I think the franchise tournaments around the world can actually replicate this model. That is a win-win for everybody.
No one really ever thinks about the schools, but why are they important in your program?
Because you see, any grassroots development is where the cricket needs to start. T10 is very unique in its own concept. It's a 10-over, 90-minute game. It's got a lot of aggression, and that's how the cricket is changing. Now, we want to get that level of skill and the aggression from the grassroots. And it's simple. If the school kids get involved, then you're laying a path for the kids to be playing, and then they grow, they play in the colleges, then they get involved into talent hunt like this, and then it's the international level, then the national team. So the whole pathway, and that's exactly where we want to invest.
Zimbabwe Cricket Managing Director earlier Givma Makone said there was talent from Bulawayo that they just didn't know existed. When you hear that, there must be a feather in your cap to say, okay, you're part of this process.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the young man who won the man of the tournament and, look at his talent. I mean, normally if he's not part of this program like this, he would still be around trying to get himself known, right? Now, I think he's probably pre-picked himself to be international now. So this is exactly the success we need. And yes, when he said he didn't know about Bulawayo, and that's exactly the problem is all about. We want cricketers not known, not in the system, to come in and in a fair system organized by world-class talent team and show what they are up.
Yeah, two partners in this, Zimbabwe Cricket and Lahore Calenders. Let's talk about Lahore Calenders. Yes. Coming in, especially a program that is, you say it had to be put designed in a very short time, but therefore commitment. You must be very excited about that.
Yes, I think Sameen Rana and Atif Rana, the owners, they've been pretty supportive of cricket. We share a common passion of loving cricket and actually developing cricket rather than just for a commercial purpose. So they have already proven that half the Pakistan team today, Shahin Shah Afridi, Fakhar Zaman, Haris Rauf, just to name a few, they all come through this program. So it's a pedigree they've created that they not only have a champion PSL team, but then also this. So my pitch to them was twofold. I want you as Lahore Calenders in the Zim T10 as the franchise team. There they are. They got the Durban team, Durban Calenders, right? And then we work together in a global talent hunt program wherever we go. So we're doing here now, the next we go. So then the whole thing is to bring one big community. The Zimbabwe cricketers selected here will go to Lanka. The Lankan cricketers will come to Zimbabwe. You know, then we make our whole platform bigger and bigger and work with them. So that's the whole plan.
So just to be clear, in case somebody didn't understand this, what you're saying is that the people who perform well, the Zimbabweans who perform well in this tournament, will have access to other tournaments if they perform well. And this includes the five young players.
Yes. We're talking about specifically the five young players. Oh. The international cricketers are well known.
Yeah.
Right? Like somebody, Raza, will get picked anyway. But I'm talking about the opportunity of these five young players now getting a chance in Zim Afro and performing against the best in the world. And then they get picked by us as a T10 Global in Abu Dhabi, in Lanka, and the other T10s.
Will they get an opportunity to play in the Zim Afro T10?
Yes. Because the way we've done the system is, they are pre-selected in each squad. When we did the players draft, we have reserved one player per team to walk straight into the squad. So that's the beauty of a program. It's not just a trial where, okay, we got the talent and then you have a chance. No, it's not a chance. It's a guaranteed place in the squad. One player in each. So five franchises will have the five names now and they'll walk into the squad and be part of the squad.
And this is a life-changing opportunity for them, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's exactly what we want to provide. You know, you got the talent. Go out there in a fair, open system. Prove yourself. Like the young boy performed. He walks in. He gets in there. He performs. And then he moves. As simple as that.
And what about Zimbabwe cricket? How have they been involved and how important have they been in as far as you're executing this part of the T10?
They've been amazing, really. I mean, most boards, the short time frame we had, would have simply said, Shahji, it's too short. Let's do it next year. But the attitude was not that. The attitude of Gilmore and the whole squad was, okay, let's do it. It's a great program. It's good for the youth. And that's what exactly it is, right? That's for my two strong partners. Same with Calenders. Said, how many days we have? I think we had less than 3 weeks. 3 weeks? Okay, tight, we'll do it. So that's the spirit.
So I'm guessing next year you're looking at you have another five and this could be 10 players from Zimbabwe that you've unearthed in 2 years.
Why not? Well, I think right now the program is to get five and continue this five because this five will come in, would have established themselves. As regulars, hopefully.
And they're not five, they're not the same five next year.
Yeah. Then the new talent comes in, right? Yeah. So then the system keeps running.
And then now for now looking at the fact that the tournament is about to get here, there has been this excitement getting young players to be involved. What do you think that does for the fans who know that they've been following some of these players in domestic and now hearing their names. Of course, the names are going to be announced soon. That these kids are going to be playing at getting an opportunity at international.
It's all about creating local heroes, isn't it? I mean, we want the fans to follow the cricketers as their heroes and move forward with them. Follow them, follow the franchises, follow the cities and the players, basically. That's the whole idea. I think we're hoping that the fans would love the Zim T10 as a format and also the program that we're doing. So that should only increase the viewership and the attendance, hopefully.
And then my second final question. What is your commitment to Zimbabwe in as far as the TTNI? So you say this is only the beginning, but tell us more about that.
Oh, well, I think we've already invested in the domestic cricket. We did the domestic, and we're now supporting Zimbabwe in all the bilateral series. We are the main sponsor for the World Cup, for all the bilateral series. And we've signed a lifetime agreement with them. So I think what more commitment can we do?
And then finally, who else do you have to thank?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All the best.
Exciting nuggets there from Mr. Shajal Mokoi, is the ZimAfro T10 president. The ZimAfro T10 is taking place for the first time in Zimbabwe, brought to you by the Zim Cyber City and powered by WinBuzz. My name is Larry Kwita. Keep track of updates from the tournament on Three Men on a Boat or on our website, 3-mob.com. That is on Three Men on a Boat is on Twitter. That's all letters. Three Men on a Boat on Facebook as well. On Instagram, it is 3mom.com. The 3 is a digit. Everything else is MOBDOTCOM. And you can just also go to our YouTube channel, which is 3-mob.com. So otherwise, take care of yourself and the people that you love. My name is Larry Kwitadai. As I say, from where I come from, I see you. See you at 7. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.